Hi everyone, I'm Taylor.
I'm Danielle.
And today we're joined with
Maddie.
And they're going to tell us a little about fifth grade. So how's it going so far?
It's pretty good, yeah.
Yeah? You guys like it?
Yeah, a little bit.
You feel ready for middle school?
No.
Oh, so the biggest thing we have to talk about is outdoor ed. Let's start with the camp itself. Tell us about its location, how you got there, and what it looked like.
It was located by redwood trees, a lot of them.
Mm-hmm.
And we got there by a black tie bus.
Mm-hmm.
How long was the bus ride?
Like an hour and a half. Yeah.
Thanks. So yeah, what did the camp itself look like?
It looked like it was made out of wood.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Were you guys at the top of the hill for your cabins?
I was sort of like when we were the first cabin to see when we were there. So I guess.
Nice.
Okay, so now tell us about some of your favorite activities while you were there.
I liked rec time.
Yeah, what did you do during that?
I watched Gaga Ball, and that was pretty much it.
Yeah,
yeah, that's fun.
I liked cabin time because we played in the board games, and we also like made friendship bracelets.
So fun!
You had a good counselor.
Okay, now tell us your favorite memory from outdoor.
Mine was a solo hike because we got to like just discover things by ourselves and have quiet time.
Oh, I love quiet time.
And what about you?
I liked beach day because we went to the lighthouse first and we were up high on the hill.
Mm-hmm.
And when we actually went down to the beach, we got to take our shoes off.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Was the water cold?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, that's so fun. All right. Well, thanks for talking with us, guys. You did a great job. Hope you have a great rest of your fifth grade year. Okay, so now we're here with...
It's Zach.
And Luke.
So guys, how's fifth grade going?
Normal.
Good. It's pretty normal.
Do you like it more than the other grades so far?
Yeah. It's pretty good.
It's pretty good. Yeah. Outdoor is fun.
Oh, that's a good transition because we've been talking to other classmates about outdoor ed. They've told us about the camp's location and what it looked like. Can you guys tell us about the counselors and the naturalists?
Well, my counselor was very chill. He was very peaceful. His name was Mud, and everyone called him Matthew by accident, so we obviously figured out his real name very quick. And my naturalist was Barley. He was also chill, and he was very funny.
And my counselor was Ren. She had a little...
That was
naturalist, BTW, and she carried around this little monkey named Conga, and one time I chucked it and Ren got mad at me, so.
Oh my gosh, the poor monkey.
Is it a real monkey?
No.
Okay, I was thinking it's a real monkey.
Okay, so tell me about the food there.
Delicious.
Yeah?
Yeah, it was pretty good. Pizza was pretty bad.
Where did you guys eat?
We ate in the dining hall. Yeah. There was a dining hall, and there was, what is it called, a gopher? The gopher?
Yeah, the gopher.
He was the guy who got food.
Yeah.
Did you guys eat all meals there, like breakfast, lunch, and dinner?
No, we didn't eat lunch there. We ate lunch, wherever we went on the hike on.
Oh, like picnic?
Yeah,
picnic.
Oh. Tell us about... The Barnyard Boogie. How was that?
Loud.
Did you like it, though?
Yeah.
I guess.
Did you guys dance?
No.
No? Why not?
You didn't
know.
Next time.
I bet you're a good dancer. You just don't want to share it.
No.
So tell us your guys' favorite memories from Outdoor Ed. Your, like, number one memory.
They were all good, but I liked the last part because our counselor just, he ran from us and we had to wait up for everyone and it was just fun.
That sounds like fun.
Hard to explain.
I liked Lycan because he said this joke There are two penguins in a canoe in the middle of the desert. One of them says, "Where's your paddle?" The other one says, "Sure does."
Like, where's down your paddle?
Well, thanks for talking with us, guys. We hope you have a great rest of your school year.
Yeah. Talk to you next time.
Okay, so now we're joined with
Fiona,
Patty.
And guys, how's fifth grade going?
Good. Pretty good, yeah.
Yeah? Do you like it more than the other grades?
Or
yeah.
So we've been talking to your classmates about outdoor ed. They've told us about the camp's location, what it looked like, the staff there, and the food. Why don't you guys tell us about the night activities, like campfires, songs, town hall, night hikes?
So for the night hike, we couldn't have any flashlights. And then my naturalist, he told us a story. And then we covered one of our eyes for like 5 minutes. And then we looked around, and then the light from the moon shone in, and it was like pretty bright.
Were you scared at all?
No.
No,
pretty brave.
I would be scared.
when we went down, we went to a creek, and he told us to turn off the flashlight. So we were going downhill, and nobody could see. So we just kept falling on each other. It was like, wait, where are we going? And then eventually we just got lost, but then we found our way back again.
That's good. Oh. Glad you made it back.
So what about the campfires? Tell us about those. Or was there one campfire?
A lot of songs, and there was multiple campfires. Mm-hmm. Like every day we did one.
Oh, fun.
That's fun.
Wow. And what about town hall? What was that?
So basically there was a person, and so we were all like coming from the town, and we each represented a party, like real estate, farmers, or the citizens.
Mm-hmm.
And then a man, he wanted to build something called Slime City, which is an amusement park. Then each place, so they have to pretend to be like the citizens or like the real estate. Then they have to decide if they were actually the real estate, would they be happy for that, to build that, like mm-hmm. if they want the money or something like that.
Oh, cool. Okay, can you guys tell us about the beach? When you went and had a beach day? Do you remember?
Well, we saw lots of seals. They were just sitting on the rocks.
Were they loud?
No.
What about the lighthouse?
Well, I went to the lighthouse. She didn't. It was really fun. We didn't get to go inside, though, because it was really old or something. We weren't allowed to go inside, or it wasn't safe. But then we saw a lot of rabbits going places.
Oh.
And we went all the way to the edge, and it was, like, really nice.
It was?
Yeah.
Oh, fun. And the tide pools, you guys got to explore them?
I did.
You did?
So there was tons of crabs, and we were trying to catch them, and then they kept pinching us. And eventually one pinched one of my friends, and he was trying to get it off, but the claw stuck on it.
Ooh.
But the crab just fell.
Oh.
It's a little painful.
All right, now what about your guys' one favorite memory from abroad?
Probably skit night.
What'd you do there?
I liked one of these guys' skits. It was the steelhead trout. It was pretty funny.
Mm-hmm. Sounds like it would be.
I liked campfire because, like, after the whole day of fun, you just got to wrap it up and meet all of your friends from who you didn't get to see from your cabin.
Yeah.
That sounds nice.
Yeah. Well, thanks for talking with us, guys. You did a great job.
See you next time.
Okay, so now we're here with
Dylan
and Cole.
So, guys, how's fifth grade going?
Fun. Yeah. Have fun.
Yeah?
I guess.
Are you learning a lot?
Huh?
Are you learning a lot?
Yeah.
Do you feel ready for sixth grade?
Yeah.
Do you think it's harder than the past grades, or is it more fun, or both?
It's both. There's some things that are more fun, like outdoor ed, but it is harder.
Yeah.
I wouldn't say it's much harder. I'd say it's about the same because we've learned more and we know what we're doing.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, well, that's good. It's good to be confident.
Yeah.
But some stuff's harder.
Yeah. So we've been talking to your classmates about outdoor ed. They've told us about the camp's location, what it looked like, the staff there, the food, and night activities. Can you also tell us about taking a chance?
Sure. A lot of people kiss banana slugs.
Did you?
Yeah.
Nice. What about you, Cole?
I kissed a banana slug, and a lot of people did the solo hikes.
So what? But what does taking a chance mean?
Maybe trying a food you've never done, or like doing something you've never done, or like you might be scared of, and you take a chance for it.
Were you guys scared to kiss the banana slug?
No.
Did it taste like a banana?
No.
Yeah. What did you do? Oh. What did you see other kids do? You mentioned the solo hikes?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Wait, you weren't supposed to see them on that.
Well, I watched them walk.
Yeah. Oh, fun. Okay, what were your favorite activities you did?
I liked Gaga Ball. And the night hike was pretty fun, too, with no flashlights.
Yeah, we just heard about that. That sounds scary.
Yeah.
I liked... it was in the Redwood hike. We did a hide and seek like game.
In the Redwoods?
Yeah.
Wow, that does sound fun.
Yeah.
What about the Barnyard Boogie?
Yeah, that was pretty fun too. It's just I wish it was a little longer. It was only like 30 minutes.
I wish it was shorter. We're dead by the end of it.
Yeah, we heard it was loud earlier.
Yeah.
Did you guys dance?
Yeah.
No, it was just in the corner the whole time.
All right. Any last things you want to say about outdoor ed? Any favorite highlights?
I like skit night too.
We've also heard that was a favorite.
Yeah.
Like staying in the freezing water for 20 minutes straight.
Wow, that's a new one.
When you went to the beach, you did that? Oh.
Yeah,
so
drawing on the sand.
Oh, fun.
Sounds fun.
Nice. All right. Well, thanks for talking to us. Hope you guys have a great rest of your fifth grade year.
Oh, and Mrs. McCutcheon told me to ask you, did you guys go to the same camp?
Yes.
We did.
Yeah.
Were you in the same cabin? No.
We were not. Taylor and I became friends in sixth grade.
Yeah. But we did go.
Yes,
we did. And it was fun.
It was fun.
Okay. Bye, guys.